Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. One of their best songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeffrey Zabar is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, and roadtripmojo.com. It's on. It never ends. His books are Home Office Know-How, Teleworking, Telecommuting. That's just two of his books on being home-based, which he was a prophet when he wrote those. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. You know, next year is going to be as different as this year was from the year before, but it's going to be very interesting because we're hopeful for the vaccines, and I said that plural. I think there's going to be a handful of them to roll out. I think within 6 months we'll have a choice. You know, they'll say, okay, for, you know, this is the one of five, and this for this kind of, you know, the people who are more likely to be this way. I think we'll have that. I think by the end of the first quarter, people will be, you know, their economy will be rolling even more than it is. I think the unemployment will continue to drop. In terms of the economy, there are some things I'm worried about out there, more long-term, more not the first year maybe. But in terms of 2021, I think 2021 could be a strong year. What are you thinking? What are you seeing for your business? What are you hearing from your customers?
I got to tell you, I'm working on a project right now where I'm interviewing the CEOs, email interview, but I'm interviewing the CEOs of 250 of the largest companies and organizations across South Florida. So everyone from economic development organizations, we're in what we call the Tri-County area, so from Miami-Dade up through Broward, Fort Lauderdale, up into Palm Beach County. So I'm talking to the CEOs and the executive directors, the leaders of these organizations. And the word that's coming to mind, and because one of the questions I ask is, what have you learned in the pandemic? And the concept that comes to mind is resilience, and how they are truly feeling the resilience of that they never knew their companies and their organizations and their teams had. And so, yeah, I'm seeing a cautious optimism that we now have, you know, one vaccine that's making the rounds now. We have Moderna making its, you know, looking for its FDA sort of expedited emergency approval. So it could be coming out anytime. They're thinking possibly before year end. So I think that people are seeing that. I do a lot of travel, obviously, and the organizations that I work with for travel that put on festivals during the summertime, they're going as if it's going to be happening. You know, they had to shut down in summer of, you know, fall, spring, fall, and summer of 20, and they're looking at 2021 as an opportunity. I mean, you can't sit back. You can't, you know, not expect that it's going to be open, even if it doesn't, even if it's delayed. You have to plan that it's going to be there because you can't sit idle. And
well,
so
there's no
a lot
question.
Of
I mean, unless there's something catastrophic that happens, which you know, we've been in a year of a black swan, and you know, who knows what right. could be waiting on us out there. But without something we don't know about, two things. I think 2021 could be a strong economy. Number one. Number two, as you know, Jeff, I've been talking about the new regular, and I've said this 1,000 times in the last 9 months. Whatever you knew about customer expectations in 2020, in January 2020, you cannot presume that those are your customers' expectations in 2021. You've got to check right. with you got to check in with them. You got to ask them. You got to find out what is it that you want, and don't presume anything. Because it's going to be different, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've already seen that you know, it's just been, as we were talking, you know, previously about people working remotely. For example, my son just accepted a job with a company, and they're out west, they're out in Colorado, and in his conversations with them, and he's in New York, in his conversations with him, he's like, when this is over, am I coming to Colorado? Are you going to want me to move there? And they're like, nope, we're full on virtual now, so we just realized that we can attract talent from anywhere. They don't have to be based near us. So that's one of the new normals that we're going to be seeing out there. And that's what we're going to have to, just an example of how we're going to work. You know, you're going to send your holiday card to 1234 Main Street? No, you're going to be sending it out to the suburbs and to apartments. And, you know, you're going to have to send it to all the individuals within. Everything around us is going to change. But one thing, and you'll agree to this, and you've said it already in this thing, the touch point has not changed. The need to stay in touch with your client. Maybe different ways. Maybe, you know, be there more for them than you have in the past.
And that's going to require more intentional strategy. That's going to have to be a layer of intention that probably in the past, the touches happened just as you did business. It was just an automatic part of the deal. Staying in contact, checking in with people is going to have to be a more intentional discipline. Last thoughts, Jeff, quickly.
Absolutely. You know what? And to the point, not just Christmas time, not just holidays when you're sending out a card. Make it regular. As we get back to the new normal, you know, get out there and stay in front and stay in touch with. Make it sincere and make it constant. And
hey, Jeffrey, thank you for being here.
We shared all this together.
Good job today, as always. Happy Hanukkah again. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Gabar.
Merry Christmas.
He'll
happy
be back
holidays.
Another day. Stay with us.
I'll be right all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.